Welcome back to The Edge. Product pros and cons. Search snippets are with us now. Now DuckDuckGo is private. 6 days for a Google update to roll out. That's a new record there. And the case of stolen SEO property, plus another round of Barry Blast. You're listening to Edge of the Web Radio for the week of August 8th, 2022, here on Edge of the Web Radio.
From the Edge of the Web studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
This is the Edge of the Web Radio. I was trying to pull some sort of accent. I had no idea what that accent was, so I'm just going to park it and move on. I'm your host, Aaron Sparks. If you haven't heard us before, we're Edge of the Web Radio, a 10-year-old SEO podcast. Thanks for joining us. If you just now heard about us, then that's fantastic. We're covering SEO and digital marketing news on a regular basis here, separate from our interview series, our weekly interview series, where we're covering some great focused interviews on digital marketing experts around the world. Blessed to be able to do that here at Site Strategics. Be sure to check out all the recent shows over at edgeofthewebradio.com. That's edgeofthewebradio.com. This is the Site Strategics Digital Marketing News Desk of Edge of the Web. Our digital marketing team is excellent at results-based agile marketing. We'll talk a bit more about what we do at Site Strategics, but if you're interested in what we do, just jump over to sitestrategics.com today and chat with us. I'm happy to talk to you for a free hour consultation on what we see could be in your digital marketing future. We are digital marketing fortune tellers. That's what we are. That's what we are. All right. As I've informed you earlier, new arrivals to the show. The guy on the other end of this recording is the indomitable Morty Overstein, head of SEO branding at Wix. Mortable, how you doing, sir?
Wait, so you're telling me that if I go to sitestrategics.com, I could book you for an hour?
Oh,
free.
He's going to do it, isn't he?
I thought that's what this new show was.
I'm totally going to do that now.
I really thought that's what this new show was.
We can talk about anything?
This is the new, it is literally the new show. Yeah, we can talk about anything.
I was under the impression that Morty.
I'm lonely. I need to talk to somebody.
I was under the impression that Morty keeps booking you every week for the news and we record it.
Nice. Exactly. He just drops. Can we do another one? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It's Morty's therapy session. That's
every
what it
Monday.
Is.
Mondays with Morty.
Well, let's say I want to book you, but I don't want to talk at all. I just want to sit together.
Sit together in a moment.
Listen, yeah. Listen to each other breathe.
Wow. There are groups for that, but I don't think we can facilitate
Have
that.
We thought about, what about starting the first ever SEO ASMR podcast? Where we just whisper about SEO.
Like sweaty balls.
This has gotten real. I feel uncomfortable. I say.
Oh, you feel uncomfortable. You want to sit with me on a Zoom session, not saying a word, just listening to each other breathe. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
there's your breath for you, Morty. All right, so what's going on over the Wix world?
I can't say. But you'll find out.
All right. Anything I should be made aware of? Because, you know, we are kind of doing a couple of things, dancing around and producing a podcast here very soon.
Oh, no, we're good with that. Okay. Keep your eyes out on Search Engine Journal.
Okay, cool. Okay. Are you acquiring Search Engine Journal?
No.
are you launching your own search engine?
Yes, yep. And we're calling it Search Engine Journal.
We will watch Search Engine Journal with bated breath, unless you want to actually join us in a Zoom session.
No, I
want to
hear you breathe.
Exactly. God. All right. You know what got some breath? Breathe into it. Featured Snippets now has a pros and cons structure to it. Search Engine Journal by Matt Southern. Google updates search snippets for product reviews. And we've been talking about product reviews all over the place. Google updates search results for product review pages by listing them an item's pros and cons in the search snippet. In addition, there's also structured data to go along with this update, but it's not 100% mandatory to qualify for the new snippets. This is pretty cool, actually. Even more user benefit at the search snippet level. So they've been able to roll out just for products, but is it going to stay there for products. I don't believe that. I think it's going to actually kind of permeate into a lot of different areas, at least from experiences or things or something like that. But the product review, Google states, often contain a list of pros and cons, which make our research, which our research has shown to be popular with shoppers when making their purchasing decisions. Because of their importance to users, Google Search may highlight pros and cons in the product review snippet in the search results. And you can see that on the screen there. There was one for a cheese knife pro review. However, it wasn't separating pros and cons. It just kind of mashed it all together, right? So which one's the pro and which one's the con?
What if someone reads that list and thinks that's three pros?
Is no child protection a pro?
I mean, maybe.
For a cheese knife?
If you're a chef, maybe. Fast access?
Con!
Oh, my Lord.
Con?
He literally went Shatner on us so quick.
Of course.
All right. So, Morty, what do you think about this structured data update here?
First off, if you read Search Engine Roundtable, you'll have seen Barry cover this in a unconfirmed test that was happening maybe a few months ago. I'm terrible at time, so I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
But people were noticing that Google was pulling in pro con in the search snippet, even though there wasn't a pro and con list on the page necessarily.
Uh-huh.
Ah, check that out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ah. Which goes to the idea of Google rewriting your content, which goes to title tag, which goes to the point, I think, of the title tag, which is what Google wants to be known as. Well, rephrase that. Google wants to see if they're good at writing content or rewriting content for things like this,
I
talk about in my latest article on the Wix SEO Hub over at wix.com/SEO/learn. Anyway, nothing about that.
Wow. Slid that one in there.
It's right in there. What's interesting to me for these product review pages is that Google's kind of, to me, telling you, we kind of expect you to have a pros and cons list for product reviews.
But they'll still not have it required to actually start putting pros and cons out there, which is really interesting.
Right, but will it be algorithmically required to rank well?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If they're saying, we think this is good for users to have, we kind of expect it to be there. We expect it to be there so much that we're going to put a little snippet in this snippet about pros and cons.
That's interesting.
Don't know. Is it a ranking factor? I hate to put it that way.
Well, and you're also saying that they're pulling in pros and cons, regardless of it, that the structured data be on the page. So it's actually lifting it from someplace else. So it could literally, it's that mashup of SERP listing. Is it, we don't have control nearly as much as we did on the titles, and we're seeing Google rewrite that. But is it bringing in references from other websites to actually affix to one's product site? I mean, is that where we could possibly go?
I don't know if they're gonna, that'd be really interesting. I think I've seen cases like that where like you have like products or something like that, and there's a carousel underneath it that shows like lists and mm-hmm. reviews around it.
Right.
That's, I know that's in the carousels similar. I think that was a limited test. Could be mistaken, but it's very similar to what Google's doing now in carousels where you search for like best podcast or best Billy Joel song.
Mm-hmm.
So now you click down, you get a list of, you know, articles about like why this is the best Billy Joel song or what the best Billy Joel songs are or whatever it is.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You could literally be, you're as a product reviewer, you could literally be affecting potentially the product listing of the
manufacturer. Would be interesting if they were to do that. Wow. Right. But you see, even the fact that test a while ago, they were pulling in the pros and cons into the snippet, even though there wasn't a pros and cons list.
Right.
To me, that says like, look, what are they going to do? If your site's a really great page and you don't have a pros and cons list,
mm-hmm.
I don't think Google's not going to rank you. Sure. I think that's silly. I think that Google is basically saying we do expect to see a pros and cons list in general. That is part of what having good content is. Not that it's impossible to have good product review content without it.
Sure.
But you see them still pulling in the pro and con snippet, even though there might not be a pro and con list on the page.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're doing that now, but they were doing that back then in that test, which just goes to show you how important that pros and cons format is to Google on the SERP. People yes. must really love that.
Absolutely. Well, it's an immediate shopping bullet list from an evaluation standpoint. It's fantastic for consumer advocacy, so they can actually see exactly, you know, even before going to the page, they can actually evaluate that. You know, as a side note, we have a large e-com client, and we were seeing in the knowledge graph or the knowledge panels for a particular product, Google actually extracting strings of characters and basically putting together an aggregate of product reviews and creating these pills of information based on what reviews are saying. So there were no strings of characters in these reviews that we could match up, but we are seeing Google extrapolate what consumers say. This blade needs to be sharpened X amount of time, or this is a really good product because. So that extraction that it's doing at the review level could also make its way over to pros and cons. So you have that removed product review space. It's not even on the product review page. It's actually in the ecosystem of reviews on this product. They can actually pull that in and start affixing that to the pros and cons list.
Yeah, I would imagine they're going to expand this. Like, the format doesn't really work well if you have, for example, you're reviewing, let's say, multiple microwaves.
Yep.
Not just one microwave. So yep. How do you have a pro? Like, what are you going to do? Pulling the pros and cons of all the different microwaves in the snippet? But you see that people for this kind of content want something before they click. So I wonder if Google will sort of expand this somehow.
Yeah, and then you have to double check on the validity of those pros and cons too.
Oh, well, you know, I'm sure it's great content, not just SEO content or whatever.
All right, you know, a pro that will not con you is Site Strategics, and they're a sponsor of Edge of the Web. They're pioneers in agile digital marketing. See how I did that?
No.
And I didn't even scream, con! We're pioneers in the agile digital marketing space. Our core specialties are technical SEO, search engine marketing, social media, conversion rate optimization, everything focused around results-based marketing. That works. We've also developed a really unique way to be able to curate content from our clients' subject matter experts. Using some of the techniques that we have developed over the last 10 years, our interview process, as well as our studio recording and transcription process. So if you're interested in what we could possibly do for you, just give us a call over at 877-SEO for Web or 877-736-4932. All right.
Where's the form? What? Oh, I see there. No, but it's something like, oh, it's not a, I can't book you. It's just.
Oh, you know what? In the lower right hand corner, you can. You can see my chat bubble right there. He's going to do it.
And you can send a fax.
You can send a fax too. We still take faxes. Yeah.
Oh, and it's a picture of you.
It's a picture of me. He is.
It says, Aaron, I hope I'm going to see if somebody answers back if it's really you.
Oh, my Lord.
Because I know that right now you're doing a podcast.
And Aaron has never multitasked
before. I have never multitasked before in my life. Oh, son of a gun. There he is. Somebody get that. All right.
You are really answering. Okay.
Hey, DuckDuckGo now says it will block Microsoft trackers. From Search Engine Journal, another Matt Southern article earlier this year. We'll wait on the chat cooking over there. Earlier this year, a security researcher discovered DuckDuckGo's mobile browser transferring data to Microsoft-owned properties when visiting certain websites. As a company that promises never to track users, ever. In fact, they have an entire ad campaign focused just on that. DuckDuckGo kind of found itself in some trouble when the security researcher shared his findings online. So if you haven't caught the ads, and if you're not familiar with DuckDuckGo, that's privacy-focused browsing and searching. Oh, okay. I heard it. There's a little chat going on. Fantastic. But, I mean, all things being equal, if the essence of your campaign has a flaw in it, that you're actually not tracking anything else except allowing Microsoft trackers to actually track user behavior in the browser and on search, should you actually think through that? The reason why they had that, they had a policy with Bing to allow Bing as the default search inside of DuckDuckGo, right? There's a syndication deal with Microsoft, that particular policy in there. So they've actually adjusted the policy. So now they can actually announce better and better transparency and privacy settings information around DuckDuckGo's web tracking protections. So that said, somebody called foul on the play. Get it? DuckDuckGo, foul. Yeah, there we are. As the preeminent privacy experience here, what do you think about this, Morty? Is this just another game of, okay, catch me if you can kind of thing?
I don't know. Believe it or not, I like to give the benefit of the doubt to people.
No, I don't believe it whatsoever.
Yeah, but I mean, look, like, these things are, maybe they just missed it. These things are complicated. They didn't realize. I don't, look, you have to be pretty brazen to go out there, because this whole thing about we're the only safe search engine on the planet that's not sharing your data, and then not realize that, oopsie, we have this. At the same time, it's kind of a big whoopsie.
Yeah, pretty much so. So there, I'm just looking at this article. This was a pretty, the third-party tracker loading protection on Microsoft's tracking scripts were allowed due to a policy requirement related to our use of Bing as a source for our private search results. All right. So there was a policy defined. It was absolutely part of the agreement. And you know that was papered that way. I don't know.
The point is, like, when someone says, we're not tracking you, don't believe them.
Pretty much. Yeah, absolutely.
Assume everything you're doing is being tracked. And I mean everything.
Does this also count for when they come up behind me, tap me on the shoulder, and whisper that to me? I'm not tracking you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
especially when the CIA is the one saying it. And the IRS. Oh, no. Yeah, make launder all that money. We're not watching.
At all. No. Yeah. Well, bad form, guys, but at least they're cleaning it up so we can hopefully rely on some privacy. But to Morty's point, right? Just assume that you're being tracked. And so,
which kind of makes the point of DuckDuckGo superfluous. Yeah. But are you there for the results?
I don't know what you're saying there. Okay, hey, if you want results, go over to nlinks.net. They are a sponsor of Edge of the Web. Did you know that entities play a major role in how search engines understand and rank content? Optimizing your content solely around keywords is a thing of the past. Now's the time to actually add entities with structured data into the mix and reach higher rankings by using NLinks, an award-winning software in entity SEO. They provide you some expert-level data to be able to build content around key topics and subtopics to have a better so Google can have a better understanding of your article. So go over to edgeofthewebradio.com/NLinks, INLINKS today to claim your free NLinks account and start creating content that will outperform your competitors. Third article on deck here from Barry Swartz. He actually made it into the three article lineup here. We've tried to actually contain him in his own Barry blast, but he's right there from Search Engine. Hey,
Barry. No one puts Barry in corner.
Oh my gosh, I gotta roll with that too. Google's July 2022 product reviews update is finished rolling out. Google has quietly updated its update landing page to note that the July 2022 product reviews update has finished rolling out as of August 2nd. All right, when it was first announced, July 27th. Morty, what's your take on a 6-day rollout?
Something's not right. Something is so not right with this thing.
Yeah.
First off, even a core update, which generally is much quicker to complete than the product review updates have been.
Yeah.
For example, the December 2021 product review update lasted a full month. And there was volatility everywhere. They are generally slower rollout than a core update is. Mm-hmm. So that didn't surprise me. So when we saw this, for example, the December sensor not showing any much rank volatility and movement, that didn't surprise me. That seems par for the course for a product review update. But when we saw one day of increased volatility, which came after the day that they said that this update was over, which, by the way, there's an overlap there. The tools are sometimes overlap, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I would attribute that to the update. That was incredibly weird. Like, nothing happened. If you go through per site, per page, per keyword, you're going to find instances of shifts. Glenn Gabe has a couple of tweets out there showing that. Some of the things I looked at was some of the SEMrush data show that, but like nothing really anywhere close to what you would see during a normal update.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just 6 days. Something went wrong. I think something went wrong somewhere. And they just like, kill it, close it down, shut it off.
Oh, I see. So the update is not really updated. The update got pulled back and
I think something didn't happen right. And they're like,
it's concluded.
Click the switch. Kill it now.
They pulled it back in the hangar, pretty much. Because historically, we're always seeing 2 to 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, right? And, I mean, it's been like that ever since they started reporting actual confirmed updates. It's been that for the last 2 years, right?
Yeah.
If not,
forever.
Yeah, if not longer. All right. Well, I would concur. Hopefully, that's the case, because the other side of the equation is if they're doing even faster updates, right? We're getting into...
any movement. I mean, it's like all the trackers are not like they're like doing it undercover. Like, I don't know how you even do that. It's the way the trackers work. Doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I think the worst case there would be if you got hit by the update and it was something was wrong with it and now you're stuck that way for a while.
Yeah.
That would suck. I don't know if I've seen cases of that or people talking about that, but that would be bad.
It would be bad. Hey, let's pivot around to our last sponsor that's come onto the news front with us. Page One Power. Is the inbound factor for you more and more elusive? Well, Page One Power is an SEO agency specializing in sustainable link building and strategic content creation. They create content and links that are tailored for your goals, all with a project manager who will be with you every step of your campaign. So visit edgeofthewebradio.com/PageOnePower today to sign up for a free 30-minute consultation. And thanks for joining the Edge team, Page One Power. All right, quick side note. I'll pull the car over to the side of the road here and talk a little bit briefly. There was something that happened the weekend last week as well. There was a bit of a flurry inside of Twitter that really took a lot of people by storm here. Let me set the stage here, is that Olga Zarzeshna, who is a friend of the show, has been on the show a couple of times and has been a really up-and-coming star developing web or SEO techniques and displaying a lot of different templates and steps and analyses on things. And she certainly does know her stuff. She's been on a show covering Chrome extensions, and we walked through so many. You could easily see how adept she was at this. Well, she let everybody know that she had gone through some surgery, and we were actually going to have her scheduled on the show earlier, but she's coming in at the end of the month. But she was down for some surgery, and she started to look at some SEO books online. And lo and behold, she's found something that was very familiar. She actually saw a book published by someone that literally was every point that she had in her 188 technical SEO audit steps. And you can actually see that site online. It's SEOSlide.com. And that page has been around since November of 2020, right? Now, I won't get into the flurry of timeline accusations here, but the deal is that it was a direct scrape of her content in the book, even to the degree that her own SEOSly URLs were in the content that was actually displayed in this book. the individual that was doing this, I'm actually not going to mention his name because I don't want to give him some publicity as well, but there was some posturing back and forth, because as soon as that came out and we all knew that technical audit was out there, all of a sudden that individual made a video accusing her of taking his template. And it was the incredibly wrong move to be able to just jump in there and posture like that. Subsequently, about a week or 6 days into it, he did swing back around and make a private apology to Olga, admitting fault to this entire thing. All right. So the deal here is the entire SEO community came to Olga's defense. But there was a lot of, to the degree that this individual, as soon as that became aware, started to put legal positioning on his book page, deferring all legal claims to his lawyer, and then took that off the page as well as things really started to come to a head. So, Morty, I didn't see you participate in the thread. I know you were possibly aware of it, but just the essence of plagiarism in the SEO community, there's so much good content that is put out there regularly, and people kind of risk themselves, stretch out their neck into our community to be able to share information. What's your 2-minute take on what you saw?
Well, first off, that guy's a schmuck. that's my take. I was in the threads. I was the guy saying we should all go to his Amazon page and leave bad reviews.
Were you in there?
That was
me.
See.
All right, fantastic. I didn't see that. I'm sorry.
Now you're slandering me. I was totally in there. And then a read from Women in Tech SEO put out a tweet.
That's right.
Showing, because I think the fellow said, you know, she contacted me, and, you know, let's say it was November 2021, asking me for advice on site audits, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But a Reach showed a screenshot from Slack from the Women in Tech SEO group saying, from Olga saying, hey, I don't really share a lot of content these days, but I'm starting to. Here's my site on it. And it was a year earlier.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. What a dope. First of all, what kind of person steals content like that?
But bear in mind, he actually subscribed to, she was charging $1 for or a monthly subscription for templates and just being part of the SEO Sly community, right?
Right.
He registered for $1, got in there, and immediately canceled his subscription, getting access to all of that information. And there was correspondence there that Olga was showing going, I'm so sorry that you canceled, earnestly asking why he did. And he said, he was just looking around.
Well, you know, I already stole the content. But I subscribe. Another dollar, please.
Gotta save that dollar. What the hell? I mean, honestly.
I don't understand. Like, what makes you think this is a great idea? You know what's a great idea? I'm going to write a book about site audits, and I'm just going to jack the content, and no one will notice.
In search community, and that's our freaking job, to see content that's
out there. And one thing about SEOs, all right? We will find everything, and we will make a deal out of this.
Absolutely.
I feel terrible for her.
Well, to kind of sum this up is that it's been resolved. She was about to take him to court, and we were all backing her and promoting, yeah, you absolutely need to do this because it cannot go unchecked like this. And it's been resolved. But what was really great to be able to see was everybody's response and supporting what she was doing, because she was documenting everything, and she really went through every instance in the entire timeline of that content because she wanted to make sure everybody knew that there was no way that she was taking content from somebody else. And you can imagine how hurt she was because she puts in 40 and 50 hours into these pages, you know?
She found some content from some other sources too, like something from Moz and I think either Search Engine Lane or Search Engine Journal, maybe right. Both. But I remember her sharing those screenshots as well. She was finding other stuff in that book that was scraped. You know, not nearly as hard as hers was, but yeah.
So ridiculous.
I would love to see that guy make a public apology because I saw.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. Oh, I went behind closed doors and blah, 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 blah.
Because he has a lot of fans, like strong followers that are commenting on his stuff. Like, you'll get through this. Everything's going to be fine. We all know you're an honest guy. Like, maybe he should apologize.
Yeah.
To show them what real honesty looks like.
Absolutely. Because he set the tone incredibly negative. He got in there and started posturing with this feigned offense that anybody could ever call him pirater of content.
Right.
And which was not only the wrong thing to do, it was the incredibly more wrong thing to do.
Well, I think what frustrates me most about all of his fans, I get it. If you're a fan of somebody, you're going to be on their side.
Sure.
But the private apology means this now disappears. And those people aren't looking for other sides. They aren't trying. They are his fan, and he's going to stop talking about it. And he's also not going to get sued.
Right.
And they're just going to be like, "Yeah, see, we knew it.
This guy exactly.
He was honest all the time. He said he didn't steal it. And now it's disappeared. Clearly, he was right."
However, he did actually remove the YouTube video of his posturing right after he pushed it out there. So exactly, that's an honest space.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people like that where their core audience is not the typical SEO community, a YouTube audience or a Reddit audience, and they do some really shady stuff because they feel they can get away with it because no one's going to see it on that particular platform.
It's true.
Yep. Well, we just wanted to give a little hat tip to Olga, and we certainly do support her. And the entire SEO community came out and was championing around her. So it was great to be able to see that more than anything else. So kudos to Olga and fast recovery, and sorry that you had to experience this because that was a sucky thing to do in any way, shape, or form, especially to what you do there on your site. All right.
And to that guy, next time, we send the horse's head.
Absolutely. We know where you are. Trust
me. That guy swims with the fishes. Don't go fishing on a boat. Hey, Fredo.
Hey, there we go. All right. Hey, some quick Barry Blast. Got to get out of here. We ran a little bit long here, but I do want to get some thoughts from you, Morty. Over at Search Engine Roundtable, a post from the fourth Google Test new SERP feature that gives searchers perspectives. Interesting document here is that we're looking at perspective in the SERP results itself, another featured snippet. You saw that, Morty. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so this is already the third or fourth iteration of this where Google is not showing one true answer in the feature submit box, but multiple URLs, which again, Bing has been doing for years already.
Yeah.
But it's a marked shift away from Google's positioning itself as a one true answer authority centric.
There you go. Yep.
Entity versus a more diverse web entity. No, good to know.
It is good to know
for your own marketing.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of diversity, Google is also presenting Asian owned business attributes for business profiles. So the Google business profile, if you have one, you have the additional ability to be able to add in Asian-owned classification of your business. And there's also a number of other attributes that have been there in the recent period of time. Asian-owned, Black-owned, LGBTQ, Latin-owned, veteran-owned, and women-owned. So these factors are made available by Google to be able to distinguish your Google business profile from the rest. So that's an additional good factor of information that Google's providing to you. Last point, your local spam is on the rise inside of Google Business Profile as well. It also now includes duplicate photos, posts, videos, and logos. Last article over at Social Media Roundtable from Barry Swartz. That was just today. Google has updated its business profile post content policy to specify that Google now considers duplicate photos, posts, videos, and logos as spam. If you have these duplicates, your post may be removed. You won't be getting suspended, but those posts that are out there that are actually more and more attractive and valuable for connecting to the consumer, if you're rolling out posts with the same logos regularly, and they are always looking for authentic photos, if you're stamping your logo on photos for every post, that will actually get you removed, at least the post removed. Final thoughts on that, Morty?
Yeah, I don't know what the line of demarcation is here. Like, for example, you're a restaurant and you have, you know, a steak. You show the dish in the photos. And you have various kinds of steaks. Is Google able to differentiate that's a hanger steak and this is a ribeye? I'm just going to think it's duplicate.
Steaks? Duplicate steaks? Well, I guess so, because, I mean, it's meat is meat. But meat's not meat. I'm a meat connoisseur, and I would expect Google
to know the filet mignon versus, like, you know, I don't know, like chuck roast.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that, right? If you're taking pictures of clothes, aren't they the same women's clothing regularly, the color differentiation? So, yeah, that's kind of
men's
tough.
Clothing, too. It's the same problem, my friend. Children's clothing as well. Animal clothing, same problem.
Really?
Dog sweaters.
Dog sweaters. Tactical kilts. I mean.
Alrighty.
On that note, don't slap your logo on all your tactical kilt photos, okay? Just don't. Let Google decide whether or not that's a duplicate tactical kilt photo.
I have another meeting now.
We're hitting everybody with the real knowledge today.
Absolutely. That's a barn burner right there. All right. You know what's going on? Every Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern is what, Morty?
Oprah? Isn't Oprah on at 1 p.m. Eastern? Oprah reruns?
What are some pros and cons about watching Oprah?
Con. She's really annoying. Con. It's the same show every time. Con. She's over, you know, energized about stupid things.
But you get a pro, and you get a pro, and you get a pro, and you get a pro.
Pro. It eventually ends.
All right.
I'm not an Oprah fan. My mom used to like Oprah. They go, oh, Oprah all the time. I'm like, I'm out. I'm out on Oprah.
I was out before it started. Sorry. All right. But you know what you should be in is hashtag SEO chat. Chat. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, big guest this week. Jacob. There we go. Oh. Darth Vader himself. Lyndon N.A., also known as Darth Autocraft. You don't know who that is. It's the SEO guy who writes a lot and can't keep things to one tweet.
Yep.
With the Darth Vader as his profile picture.
Absolutely. That's who it is. And he's pretty snarky as well. It's pretty good stuff there.
Yeah, I have a bet with him. He can keep a if he can keep an answer to an SEO trend under one tweet, I give him $20.
Oh my gosh. No.
Hasn't happened yet.
That ain't
but definitely be there. He is prolific.
Very cool. And the topic of this week is
we don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
But hey, it's a Darth Vader guy. Like, does it matter?
No, not really. Not really. All right. Well, Morty, thanks so much for another round here. And I guess you're going to have to schedule another session with me next week.
Still waiting for you to answer the chat. So let me know.
This is Morty Oberstein Therapy right here. Because you've already booked your session, Morty. That's what I'm saying.
I asked Jacob, what's for lunch today? I haven't gotten a response in 12 minutes.
Sorry, switching cameras.
Well, you know, if you have two steaks, we may actually get steak with these. All right, we're done. This is ridiculous. All right, that's it for The Edge this week.
Show me a piece of... Oh, sorry, your line.
See, duplicate taglines now. Hey, watch the
Tim Small. Lies back to you. SEO jokes forever.
Oh, this is terrible. We're out. All right, from everybody over at Edge, do not be a piece of cyber.